for me, the one of the coolest things I found, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago was a Zune charger.
Wow.
And like, that is
cool.
That is
it's good news for your Zune.
Which doesn't. Yeah. It would have been cooler to find a Zune, but yeah.
I bet half these listeners don't even know what a Zune is.
Great. let's leave it that way. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the GeekWire podcast. It's GeekWire editor Todd Bishop.
I'm Geek Life reporter Kurt Schlosser.
I'm GeekWire managing editor Taylor Soper.
And I'm GeekWire civic editor Monica Nicholsberg.
All right, we have got the crew in here. I pulled you out of the newsroom. I gave you an assignment because this week's show is a special edition. We're recording this in advance. Right about now, I hope that as you're listening to this, I am poolside on spring break.
Not on your computer.
We'll see. We wanted to get everybody together to do a full random channel episode. The random channel, for those of you who have not heard it before, is typically the closing segment of the GeekWire podcast where we talk about all the random items that we were buzzing about behind the scenes. So I pulled Kurt, Taylor, and Monica in here and gave them an assignment to come up with 2 or 3 random channel items each. Evergreen items, as they say, that might be fun to talk about. But first off, Taylor, I want to jump right in here.
Serious stuff.
Last night in Slack, you were giving me some lessons on what different, what would you call them?
Acronyms
mean, actually mean. And then you posted one of them inadvertently in the wrong channel. Explain what happened, because I think this is actually an epidemic that people are going to be struggling with, where you inadvertently disclose something in a channel that you shouldn't have. Tell this story of what happened.
Yeah, so we were talking about a topic that was frustrating to the group in the group chat, and I was like, I'm just going to respond with acronyms. So I wrote SMH, which means shake my head.
Yeah, and don't say what all of them mean. Just say them, because we've got to be a family show. But keep going.
Yeah,
not the obscene ones, but
go. Okay, well, I can beep them out. So I did SMH, I did LMAO, like ha, SMH, and then I did FOH.
FOH.
FOH, which I thought you all might be familiar with.
Not me.
I didn't even know, and I'm youthful.
So I would say I started using FOH a few years ago. And anyway, so I was responding to your question, like, what is that? And I thought I was still in the thread, and it turns out I was in the wrong thread, and the wrong thread actually included Kurt. It actually included all of us, but Kurt was there too. And so I wrote what it means.
And it means F out of here, right?
Yes.
F out of here.
With no context.
Yeah.
And then Kurt
just
responded with a question mark. And that's when I realized I made an error.
Have you ever put something into Slack or replied all to an email that you thought you were talking to somebody and you sent it and you realized that you were actually talking about the person who received it?
100%. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Because then you have this, like, this gut drop moment of like, oh my god, delete it.
Yeah.
But then you never know if they saw it, and you don't want to bring it up and be like, hey, did you see that thing that I said about you? So then it just hovers forever over your friendship.
I will admit at times wondered if there was a way, as the GeekWire admin on Google Apps, if I could go in and delete an email that I sent to somebody internally.
Ooh.
Yeah, accidentally, you know, because for a while, you know, John Cook, our colleague, his name was associated in my contacts with the events. And so I thought I was responding to John, but it was actually sending it to the events alias, which went to everybody else.
Yeah, the tech is supposed to be helping us. But, along those lines, I've had moments of that where with controlling our Twitter, where I'm thinking I'm actually tweeting my own from Taylor at Taylor Soper, and it's actually set on GeekWire, and then I tweet something out and it goes out on GeekWire. So, but
I've also done that. It's very embarrassing.
Do you remember when Twitter first started, there was somehow some way to inadvertently send a text message in response to an alert from Twitter that would then tweet something that you thought was a text message to a friend? They got rid of that. I once accidentally tweeted my Twitter password when I thought I was sharing. That was a horrible moment.
Moment.
Anyway, hey, that was my first random item.
That
right
is pretty
there.
Random.
You didn't even know it was coming.
LOL.
All right. FOA. FOH.
FOH. What is FOA?
It sounds like some sort of shipping designation, actually. No, that's FOB. All right. So you all had your assignments to come up with random items to discuss. We have not discussed these prior. Who wants to start?
I'm starting. Because I know we all want to talk about it anyway. And, you know, it's spring. Is it spring yet? Is it officially
it is,
spring?
It is.
Fully
yes.
spring.
Okay. You know, in Seattle, the cherry blossoms are going crazy, and so are our Seattle Mariners.
Woo!
What the heck is happening? This is not where I expected to be the first week in April, and the reason why this is a GeekWire story is because I spend a lot of time watching the Mariners on...
While you're trying to work?
Places other than the TV, whether it's just following them on Twitter or watching the stream on a GameCast on ESPN or whatever the heck it is. But this has got us all a little bit weirded out because this team was not projected to do very well. And I had a chance to go to the new ballpark before it opened. And T-Mobile, as you know, has its name now on the park.
And colors.
Yeah, and that's... you know, I think that's probably going to settle down as the season progresses. Winning has distracted a lot of people from being angry about the magenta that's all over the park now. That's a funny thing that winning does, is it makes you not realize that you're angry about the new baseball stadium name. Have you guys been yet?
No.
Not yet, but
not
soon.
Yet.
Yeah. Well,
it looks weird on TV, that's for sure. But, I mean... It doesn't really matter.
Let's be honest. It looks ugly.
T-Mobile is a big sponsor of MLB anyway, so they, you know, if you are watching a game on the MLB network, their sponsorship, you know, promotional material is all there. They're in the app. They're in the. They sponsor the Home Run Derby. You know, so this is like now they're on the baseball stadium in almost their hometown, and it's. It does feel like a lot, you know. It's very pink, although they don't like to call it pink. The bullpen is pink. The big signs everywhere are pink. The garbage cans, you name it.
I've seen jokes on Twitter about how what they're gonna name the park, because and one I heard was the Cell. I don't know about that one.
Like C E L L.
Like the Cell.
Yeah.
Like the nickname.
Team.
Can I just make a random observation tied to your random channel item?
Yeah.
It is so ridiculous when companies either have a really complicated to say or spell name or pick a color and decide it's called another color and then gets really sensitive about it. Like, if you make your brand pink and everything is pink and you've decided from the beginning that that color is magenta, like, you're just planting a flag in the sand to correct people forever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm stoked that the Mariners are winning. Not as much for me, but because my fiance is the most diehard loyal Mariners fan you'll ever see. And it's been kind of a challenging few weeks for us. You know, we lost our very beloved dog. Mm. We're getting married in a couple months. There's just a lot going on. And it is so nice to come home and see him just like tickled pink by this young, exciting team that's doing well. It's great.
Oh, that's not going to last.
You better circle back in June and check on Monica.
That's the thing.
But everyone said they'd be bad from the outset. They beat the Red Sox, who won the World Series last year.
Yeah, I feel like this has happened in the last 18 years here in Seattle with the baseball team. Like, since they've made the playoffs, we haven't made the playoffs in almost 2 decades, and every season kind of start, whether you were winning a little bit or winning a lot, it's always like, oh, they're like, there's like a great optimism, and then by the time August comes around, but maybe this is different.
Isn't there something great about blind optimism, though? Like, you just, a true Mariners fan whose spirit can't be crushed despite all the data.
I guess so.
Well, they started off on such a high note at the Tokyo Dome, right? With Ichiro retiring. Yeah. And it was funny, actually, being in the newsroom with you when that picture came through. It was, to me, I was like, Kurt, look at this iconic photo of Ichiro with his hat. And it was beautiful. And your comment was one word, maybe two. Overprocessed. It's like immediately Kurt gets into photo editor mode and says too many filters. That was definitely not hashtag no filter.
It was a filter moment on the social media. They're having fun, and it kind of goes with spring, and it's better than getting off to a dreary start. It's been sunny around here. The Mariners are winning. Weird.
Was anybody following in 2001? Were you here in 2001?
I was, of course.
It was similar. It was a similar feeling at the beginning. It was like, whoa, oh my God, I think I'm actually going to spend 3 hours watching the Mariners tonight. it was remarkable. And it kind of feels like that. Although I haven't gotten sucked in at all. I'm not following it at all, which is really unusual for me because I am a giant bandwagon person. Like, if there's a bandwagon, I'm there. All right. Good item. I think the magenta looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
T-Mobile, it's a little obnoxious, which is kind of their brand.
Well, I don't know if you want me to belabor the point, but...
Go for it.
Okay. I just think, you know, Safeco Field opened, well, it was called Safeco Field after the local insurance company bought the naming rights 20 years ago. And it had that classic ballpark look that, that a lot of these stadiums were going for at that time, you know, coming off of Camden Yards being built and, you know, trying to replicate what they have at Fenway or wherever there's a your historic ideal of a ballpark. And it's very green and the steel and the brick. And then so now this, you know, wireless company from Bellevue puts its name on there for the next 25 years, and it's very pink.
Is it a 25-year deal?
Yeah.
Holy cow. T-Mobile's not going to be around in 25 years.
They're not going to be. It might not be around in 25 years. Well, no.
That's very true. But the wireless industry, like, what was around 25 years ago, that's ridiculous. They should not be making 25-year deals. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long. All right. Going around the horn here, to use a baseball term. Second base, Taylor.
That's, yeah.
Taylor.
I guess I'll take it away from there. Yeah, I guess my rando thing is Marie Kondo. You heard of Marie Kondo, right?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
I'm familiar.
So she has a very popular Netflix show, and she was, had been famous before that for her KonMari method of being tidy. And so anyways, I've actually tried to implement the Marie Kondo in my life and got rid of a lot of my clothes and now use the folding method in my drawer. And this is so random. I'm like, I feel like I'm going into this. This is like, I don't even know why I'm talking about this, but it's been really nice for me, actually. I was just talking to Monica about how I get dressed faster in the morning because I can see all my clothes and I feel better about it. So
do you have more joy? For those who don't know, her whole thing is if an item doesn't bring you joy anymore, then you have to, you know, thank it for its service and send it on its way.
Right. Yeah, I guess I'm more joyful.
You
with
seem joyful. You know, her book was very popular a few years ago, and then so the Netflix show is obviously riding that popularity. And but the interesting thing about when that Netflix series started is that the thrift stores were overwhelmed with donations.
Really?
You know, people were just like, oh, I'm watching this new thing on Netflix, and, you know, me and the wife cleaned up all weekend, and then you take a big load to the thrift store. And, like, thrift stores across the country were basically saying, well, we're kind of overstocked. We can't take your stuff. Good time to go thrifting if you're into that sort of thing. I brought it up to my parents. My mom runs her house like a hotel. It just looks like it's immaculate in there. And I laughed because my dad's like, his response, they watched one episode and he had basically got the gist. He's like, I buy a new T-shirt, I get rid of two. That was his thing.
That's a good strategy.
Well, good on you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm feeling good about Marie Kondo.
You know, speaking of thrift stores, do you ever go to the Superstore, the Goodwill Superstore on Dearborn? I love that place. I could spend an entire Saturday in the electronics section, a used electronics section.
Oh, that is.
At a giant thrift store.
For?
I don't know. That's the beauty of
vintage
it.
Vintage or something usable?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm looking for
really weird.
I'm looking for cool stuff to take pictures of and tweet. Like,
it is fun to see like the Walkmans or the tube TVs, I mean, or even going farther than that.
Well, it overwhelms me because I look at that stack of cords and I just think nothing in there works.
No, not the cords. Don't go for the, like, go for the, oh, you mean like you won't be able to power it up?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
No, for me, the one of the coolest things I found, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago was a Zune charger.
Wow.
And that is cool.
That is good news for your Zune.
Which does. Yeah. It would have been cooler to find a Zune, but yeah.
I bet half these listeners don't even know what a Zune is.
Great. let's leave it that way.
Yeah. I wish I did more thrift shopping. I think it's the one place I do frequent is a place in Seattle called Lucky Dog Clothing. They do like old athletic stuff, like vintage sports clothing. And
I could get into vintage sports clothing.
They just opened another locations, one in Greenwood and one on the Ave and next to the University of Washington. But they just, speaking of the Mariners, I just got this awesome 1995 division champs and like, or maybe it was a 2001 team, but like the whole roster's on the back of the shirt. It's like mint condition for like $20. So I
wish onto that.
What's that?
You can make a profit.
Are you interested?
Maybe.
So is this where you got my Detlef?
It is.
Shirt?
Yeah.
Taylor's looking out for me, man. How come you all never bring me shirts?
Taylor's the only suck up.
That's not true. That's not true. There's lots of suck ups around here.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of them.
Okay, hey, if you're just joining us and wondering what the heck is going on, why did you join a podcast 10 minutes in? I don't know, but that's sort of a holdover from the radio show. We are doing a full episode of the Random Channel. We actually usually do talk about tech on the GeekWire podcast, but this week I'm on vacation, and so this is the show. We thought it would be fun to get everybody together. People love the Random Channel, so we're devoting the entire show to it. Monica, you're up.
Well, my first item is similar to the Marie Kondo show. It's another Netflix show that I'm obsessed with called Queer Eye. You might have heard of it. And several members of the Queer Eye cast went to Capitol Hill this week and visited a few different progressive lawmakers. I think everyone they visited was a woman. They visited Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi and Pramila Jayapal. Jonathan Van Ness is wearing a pink shirt and skirt, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is wearing a pink pantsuit, which I just love that image. But it is kind of related to something I saw last night. I was on Instagram watching Ocasio-Cortez's Instagram story, and it's just her sitting on the floor in an empty apartment eating popcorn and drinking wine. And she just is talking about how she has no furniture because she has been so busy since she moved to D.C. that she just hasn't bought any furniture. So now I'm really hoping that Bobby Burke from Queer Eye sees that and does a makeover of her home.
Do you think she has to like perpetuate that going forward now because she's so on social media so much that, you know, that whether it's her clothing or how she, where she used to work in New York City, and now her apartment is sparse, and it just sort of adds to her sort of myth of rising from nothing and getting to D.C. and her youth, and she shares that on Instagram stories, and you see it, and then you share it, and it's like, oh, man, she's so crazy. Look at, she doesn't have any furniture.
And Congress people, they're just like us.
I think it's definitely a shtick, but I think it's intentional. I think she's trying to break down the barrier that we put between ourselves and elected officials. And so she's making a point of showing that she eats ramen in her pajamas and that she is a young millennial who is struggling to pay off her student loans and who isn't really that different from her constituents, because her whole thing is like, if we keep putting politicians up on pedestals, then we're not really evaluating them as real people.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, do you buy into that? Do you believe it?
I believe it's on purpose and true.
Yeah. What was it? She talks a lot about how, the fact that she had been just recently waiting tables or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah. She was a bartender and a waitress, and she was involved in Bernie Sanders' campaign, which is how she got into political organizing.
Right. Well, I think President Trump just referred to her as like that young bartender or something. So.
Nice.
Make of it what you want. But why, going back to Queer Eye, why? So they were in Seattle to film?
No. That's what I thought. The other Capitol Hill, right?
The Capitol Hill. They were in D.C.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah.
But then you mentioned one of the politician from Washington who was probably in D.C.
Yes, Pramila Jayapal.
Politician from the Seattle area who is really in D.C.
She represents Seattle. But yes, they were in D.C. And Jonathan Van Ness, he's also involved in a lot of political organizing in addition to being Queer Eye's hairdresser. And
for those who don't know what Queer Eye is, what's like the premise of it?
Do those people exist?
Possibly.
It's the same people who don't know what a Zune is.
I don't think that's how that Venn diagram looks. It is. Yeah, it's a Netflix show. It's a makeover show with five gay guys who help individuals of all different backgrounds and identities change their lives. And it's very heartwarming.
Nice. All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Random Channel. It's a special edition of the GeekWire podcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back.
I wanted a career in IT, but I didn't know where to start. WGU makes it simple. Their accredited online degree programs cover all kinds of IT specialties, and they have valuable industry certifications built in at no extra cost. The payoff? Having those certs back up my degree makes me look even better to future employers. A nonprofit university that includes top industry certs in their programs? I choose WGU. Learn more at wgu.edu/IT certs included.
Welcome back. It's Todd Bishop with Kurt Schlosser, Taylor Soper, and Monica Nicholsberg. We're doing random channel items this week. Kurt, what's your next one?
I'm sticking with my spring theme and expressing, you know what sparked joy for me? The fact that April 1st is in the rearview mirror again.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
And
don't get me started.
I think we all can celebrate another April Fool's Day surviving it, getting through it. The tech industry didn't get the memo last year and again came back with these pranks and gimmicks aimed at promoting their brands in a goofy way. And, you know, it's every year we sit there and we go, do we really have to do this? And then I hear Todd mumbling, and then all of a sudden I'm doing it.
The roundup of April
yeah,
Fool's
so
pranks.
We round up. Some of them are local. Some of them we branched out, and we do some national stuff, and I did it again this year.
Did you see how, was it the Washington Post?
Yeah, the Washington Post had, we liked really the way they did it this year, where they just listed probably everything they were pitched and everything they could find, easily 200 items, one line each with a link to that item, and it said, I'll give you an example. Google is not developing this thing, and then it'll be a link to the thing. And they did that for every brand, just to sort of put their snarky spin on
snark, that's journalism. It was true. It was true. That's the thing I loved about it, was it was absolutely true. Yeah. I've ranted about this for years. We've got enough fake news out there. We shouldn't have a holiday for it.
Yeah.
And Microsoft this year decided that they were not going to do it at all. They put
out a
declaration, a moratorium on it internally. I love that.
Microsoft advised its employees that the joke hardly ever works. And in this day and age, maybe it's best just to keep that stuff out of the public eye. And I did see an internal Microsoft tweet that got shared in my sort of feeds where somebody put a box of Top Pot donuts on a desk. That's a local donut shop. And somebody opened the donuts, and inside was a veggie tray.
That's pretty good.
Good office prank.
That's good. Yeah. Well, my big concern in all of this has always been that we would fall for an April Fool's prank. And we almost did this year. I had to jump in and go, whoa, is that real? Is that real? And there was one that wasn't. Was it the T-Mobile one?
Yeah, speaking of T-Mobile.
They came out a couple days before with some...
They sent us.
Was it the phone booth that was the one that we almost fell for?
Phone booth, and then they basically sent us the mobile e-phone booth, which was a little thing you wear on your head to make your phone calls more private.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well... good riddance. I hope Microsoft starts a trend. I want to do what next year what the Washington Post did this year. I'm happy to give them a hat tip and do an homage to them, because I love the fact that it's just true. This company did not do this, because it's Microsoft is right. It's not funny. Half of it is not funny. Right. And trust me, I know not funny.
I saw one good one this year. It was not a tech company. I hate pranks in general. I think they suck. But there was a pretty good one on Jimmy Fallon. Did you guys see that?
No.
Oh, I was going to mention that too. Good.
So Maisie Williams, who is a star on Game of Thrones, she plays Arya. She went on Jimmy Fallon and very convincingly pretended to give a huge spoiler from the last season, which is about to come out. And they have, I mean, she like breaks down. She asks if it's live to tape. She goes off stage and she's tearing up and it's horrible. And then they come out and say April Fools.
Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah. They are on very strict orders not to give away any spoilers. And she pretended to slip, and then she got very emotional about it. And the crowd
it's believable because she's an actress, so she's good. And also she's young. And so she just like, you see her crumble and you're like, no.
What was the
said that
her character died.
Kind of reminds me of that show. Remember Punk'd?
Oh yeah.
I watched that quite a bit with Ashton Kutcher.
What's he doing?
You and John talked about him on a few podcasts ago, because he was an investor in a couple of Seattle companies.
Crowd Cow.
Right, yeah. That's right. And I can't remember what they were. Crowd Cow is one. Crowd Cow.
Ashton Kutcher is investing in Crowd Cow. Today I learned.
Crowd Cow.
T-I-L. Yeah. Speaking of FOHs and LOL.
This is either going to be the most successful geekware podcast ever,
this podcast is called FOH.
It's either FTW or FOH, right? Wouldn't that be correct?
They're the same thing, basically.
Okay, more
random FTW. FTW is not. FTW is for the win.
Too many acronyms.
It was a horrible joke.
All right, let's hear yours, Monica.
Oh, mine. Okay.
Oh, were you jumping in? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is great. Great podcast.
That was really random. Random order, random topics.
go jump in, Taylor. Monica's laughing too hard now. What's yours?
Well, yeah. Oh, do you want to go? It's like we're at a Seattle four-way stop. Like,
oh my God.
No. No, you go. No, you go.
Okay, she's laughing too hard now.
Okay, well, mine was, I just read an interesting interview with Jack Dorsey, founder of Twitter and Square, and in it, he says that he's asked, is it true that you only use a smartphone? And apparently 5 years ago, he got rid of his computer, he got rid of his iPad, and he only uses a smartphone. He says, only reason I like my iPhone as a single device. I can turn off notifications, use one app at a time, focus on what I'm doing. And I love the freedom it provides and the focus it provides. It's just interesting because...
Wait, he doesn't use a computer?
Doesn't use a computer. The guy who runs, yeah, no computer.
How does he type?
He says, I only own an iPhone. I got rid of my computer. So he does everything with his phone, which is fascinating to me just because how does such a busy person... But I think it's maybe... I think that's kind of the future. Where
he writes in 280 character tweets. What does he have to do?
Well,
he doesn't touch any of the code. I guess not.
He said he stopped coding a little bit ago, so now he doesn't need the computer.
And that implies that he's not writing any memos to the team because you can't. Could you do that on your phone? I guess you could.
Yeah.
I would. That would kill me.
Yeah.
I'd have so many mistakes and.
Good work, guys. Jack.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna get carpal tunnel in his thumbs.
Wow. Could you do that? Could you just completely give up
your
computer?
Not for what I do or what we do, but...
I couldn't even give up my computer for this podcast. It's sitting next to me.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Wow. That's...
Yeah. So interesting. And it kind of reminds me, I remember talking to my dad a few years ago just about like his business trips. He'd be like, yeah, I just been on the whole trip without really even using my laptop at all. I just use my smartphone for everything. So maybe there's a trend here of using your laptop less. And I've gone on trips recently whether I'm on vacation or for a conference or something. And it's nicer when I don't have to like bring my computer everywhere. I can do everything from my phone. So I don't know. Maybe it's – and if it's not the phone, maybe it'll be some augmented reality thing in the future.
I've downloaded but have not yet had a chance to use a $10 app for the Oculus Go virtual headset, the VR headset, where you can actually remote desktop into your computer from your VR headset and have your desktop and multi-monitors – in your VR headset. So you could just take your VR headset on vacation, leave your computer running at home, and then just sit there, I guess, with a keyboard. I don't know how that works, I'll have to try this and report back.
Yeah, I'm picturing you on the pool just like with your headset.
Just going to yes.
Find that at the thrift store.
Exactly. That's going to be in the thrift store in about 2 years. So, all right, now you're ready to stop laughing?
For the moment.
Yes.
My next random channel item is something that brought me a lot of joy last night. There's a man named Dean Nicholson, a Scottish man who's riding his bicycle around the world to promote awareness of garbage and plastic. And I think when he was in the Middle East or somewhere in his travels, this tiny kitten started following him. And eventually he picked the kitten up and put her in his bike basket. And she's been with him traveling the world ever since. She's totally used to being on the road. They'll be biking and you'll just see her like playing in her basket or crawling up onto his shoulder. And it's so cute. The Instagram is called One Bike, One World, and the ones are numbers. And it was just a heartwarming story on the internet.
Mm. We need more of those.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, that's all she has to do?
That one didn't really resonate with me. I mean, you kind of have to
Todd
see that
like
one.
Like animals.
I like cats.
You should see this cat. She's so cute, and she's, you know, you can tell she's seen some things.
What is it again?
One Bike, One World.
One Bike, One World. Nice. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Do you have one more, Kurt?
I have one more.
Okay.
I think this is sufficiently random.
Okay.
Mackenzie Twitter joined...
Mackenzie Twitter?
She changed her last name, too.
Joined Bezos today.
No, she left Bezos today.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going. One rule of the random channel episodes.
No editing?
No editing.
Oh, wow.
God, that's going to be horrible.
Mackenzie Bezos joined Twitter. I think she joined potentially today, maybe last night. She's already got her blue check, but it said she joined in April. We're just a few days into April. She joined for the sole purpose of announcing that she was no longer married to Jeff. And I thought that was really interesting because it's her one tweet. She was amassing followers. You know, you just kept refreshing and the followers are rolling in. Because I always wondered if she was on Twitter and have looked for her in the past to sort of see what her views are on certain things. Her cover images of a couple of her books, as you know, she's a novelist. And Jeff, on the other hand, has been on Twitter since like 2008. And he's got something like 800,000 followers, which isn't that many for the richest man in the world, I don't think. But he retweeted Mackenzie's statement about their divorce, which was interesting to some folks. And she is also the only person that he is following.
He has never before followed anyone on Twitter.
We tried to find this out in Slack. I'm like, seriously, he doesn't follow Amazon or Washington Post or Blue Origin or, some show on Amazon Prime? You know, it's just his only follow. It's just a little one right there. And you click on it, and it's Mackenzie Bezos, his ex-wife.
Weird. And not even his new flame. What we've debated on, we've tried to figure out what to call Lauren Sanchez. That's her name, right? The former TV anchor.
She doesn't look like she's on Twitter. I've already dug. I'm digging.
We should go with Paramore.
Paramore? That is, it's somewhat elegant.
Right?
It's hard to criticize Paramore.
I think so.
Is that really the strategy there? If you just sound super sophisticated, people are just think you're too smart to argue with? Is that the deal?
Well, that hasn't happened for me yet.
All right.
Yeah. No, but I think it is. That is really weird. And
I just bring this up because this is a woman in Seattle now who has not instantaneously, she put in a lot of hard work over a lot of years, but she is one of the richest women in the world now. And it'll be interesting to see how she directs her money, if any of it goes towards philanthropy or certain causes or pet project that she's into, and whether she broadcasts that on Twitter, we'll be watching, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack Dorsey, and it is fascinating to me how Twitter has not only like managed to stick around, but it seems to maybe the Trump effect or something, but its market cap has actually almost doubled in the last few years. I saw some graph of like Snapchat versus Twitter, and they basically switched spots in terms of how valuable they are, but it's crazy how important Twitter is, you know. And speaking of Jeff Bezos, and he's made all these announcements about his divorce and his clapbacks against like the National Enquirer. He wrote on that post on Medium, but he put it out through Twitter. He's announcing his divorce on Twitter, and Twitter's just, you know, it started as this text message thing, I think, when it first debuted at South by Southwest many years ago, and it's still relevant. Maybe more so than ever. It's just interesting to see how the world's richest man is even using it to make these bold announcements.
It's really enduring, more than you would have expected.
Yeah.
I would delete my Facebook right now before my Twitter.
Really? Wow. Okay, that's a good question. If you had to delete one, if somebody forced you to delete one of the big.
But do Facebook and Instagram come together?
No. I treat Instagram as a separate from Facebook.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. I would have a really hard time deleting Facebook. That's where all of the people I know are. Like, if I want to actually talk to the people I know, and I've made a point over the years of not accepting friend requests or making friend requests to people who I don't actually know. So in that way, Facebook is actually extremely valuable to me. If I post something just to my friends, I know that the only people who are going to see it, absent some hack, are my friends, my actual friends, mm-hmm. people I've like talked with in real life. Shouldn't that be the standard? If you haven't talked to somebody in real life, you should not friend them on Facebook.
Yeah, I treat my Facebook like that, too. It's very
limited.
Yeah,
so how could you possibly delete that?
Because I'm sick of what my friends have to say.
Oh,
and
well.
I like what strangers are saying on Twitter about the news.
Strangers are funnier.
Funnier? You need new friends. All right. Okay. What else is on the list? Anybody? That's it?
That's all I've got.
How much time do we have? We can.
What, you got another one, Taylor?
Not really, but I guess I could come up with
something. No, it's all right. I think
we've exhausted this.
Taken the random channel as far as
FOH.
And with that is this episode of the Random Channel. I am hopefully right now standing up and maybe walking to the bar near the pool. That's what I'm doing.
Really rubbing it in.
Yeah. I'm
that
sorry.
Sounds
hey,
great.
You all, I see your Facebook feed from some beautiful beach in Hawaii. I'm just getting mine, all right? All right. Hey, until next time, I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Kurt Schlosser.
I'm Taylor Soper.
I'm Monica Nicholsberg.
We will be back next week with a regular edition of the GeekWire podcast with actual tech news. But in the meantime, we hope you've enjoyed this walk and scroll through the random channel. Thanks for listening, everybody.